So, who among you would say you'd like to be classified as a dumb over a wise? Probably none of us. How about, looking back your life, how many wise choices did you make over dumb choices that you have made? I have made plenty of dumb choices.
Yeah, me too.
Interesting thing is, when I was making the choice, I thought it was a wise choice. But time passes a while later, after all things cleared out, then I'm able to see, oh, that was a dumb choice. Why did I do that? But somehow, at the moment, I didn't see it that way. So, would you like to have wisdom? I think my answer is yes. How can we have wisdom? That's the big question mark that our ancestors started to wonder, probably even before any civilized way of writing them. So what's wisdom? How do you gain them? Do you think reading a lot of books will guarantee a wisdom? Not really. Living a long life, you're 100 years old and you're automatically wise? Not really. Even the king, Solomon, with all his intelligence and smartness, even wisdom, totally failed at the end. He had 700 wives and 300 concubines, built temples for other gods, and had too much of taxation on the people. After his death, kingdom torn apart. And apparently, against this tradition and belief, he didn't really discipline his son well, who refused to make it easier for the people so they keep in united. So, what's wisdom? Well, that's my question to you. Well, I'm sure to a degree we all have some complaints about our life, the way we're born, how we're born, where we're born, and what kind of abilities and talents we have, even, well, with what parents we're blessed with. I had some complaints about that, and somehow reading these ancient stories and legends and mythology as a young boy, I thought it's really cool to be this wise hermit. Like whenever king or people have a problem, they go find this wise person. They're living usually in the caves or mountains. And then they give this wisdom talking and they solve the problem. I thought that's really cool. So I decided, I want to be a wise person. Yeah. Well, first track I took was, if I read a lot of books, maybe. Well, I read a lot of books. It gave me ability to argue, debate, and shut down my friends. But I didn't really think that was wisdom. Well, after I chose this path of becoming a minister with ancient skills of meditation, one thing I really realized is that sometimes it's not that important to make an argument about who's right and wrong when you're talking to your friend. Sometimes your friend just wants to talk to you, and your job is just to listen. Just to listen. And even if it's the stupidest idea, you just agree. You're not agreeing to the idea. You're agreeing to your friend's mind who wants to share and connect to you. And a lot of times, when I realized that, my life became a little easier somehow. I don't really know how to gain wisdom for you. So it's your job to find it. But in this scripture, Walk to Emmaus, there are three things that I'd love to share with you that somehow may reflect a way to cultivate wisdom. From now on, I'll be following these disciples, and I will be preaching in time. I think this year I'll be covering a lot of Acts and letters, which few emergent ministers normally don't do. I'd like to follow the footsteps of the first Christians and see how they accepted and lived their faith. And this one, first thing. Well, after 3 days, you know what they do, these two disciples? Well, you know, they feel like we have seen it in great things. We had a great hope in this great person. He died. Well, let's go back home. More likely, that's the attitude. That's the feeling. Did they really get the message? Probably not. Did they really connect to the teachings? Probably not. So, these two disciples, I see in them a piece of me, or a whole of me sometimes, that even if I had a great whole body-shaking kind of moment, epiphany, how long does it last? If you have such a moment, now you're feeling like God is totally in your heart, and after church you drive out and two person cut you in, what happens? Your holiness or sacredness somehow is shattered. I mean, we experience that. Somehow, however strong it comes to us at the moment, we have a really big problem holding on to it or embodying it. And that's these two disciples. They had a great time. They had a great hope in this great person, but he died. So sad. Let's go home. Well, that's not the end of it. That's the story is interesting. To me, Jesus Christ appearing to them in the middle of the road. That's, to me, the miracle. That's something that we all are experiencing even at this very moment. Somehow, we're not just seeing it, but God is accompanying your journey all the way. God hasn't deserted you. We just don't see it that way. That's the first thing I want to share. The presence of God is always there no matter where you are. Even if you have abandoned God. Even if you totally forgot about it, still there. Accompanying you. Telling you these things. And later they confessed that their heart was burning. They didn't know what that was. Second, the realization happened when Jesus actually broke bread and gave it to them. Well, that's kind of, you may connect that into the Last Supper, but apparently these two were not at the Last Supper. Right? So, it's not that connection. Breaking the bread, breaking my bread, giving it to you. There is this sharing and willingness to share my good for you, my life with you, making it together as a community. In that is the blessing of God, and the presence of God could be really felt to us when we actually want to share my portion. I've been marrying people for the 14 years, and one of the most thing I emphasize. And I've been married over 11 years, actually over 10 years, 11th year now. I can say from experience too is that I have to give up something that's precious, that has been mine, to make this married life good. But I do not require it to my wife, but somehow she does the same. Or I trust that she's doing the same thing. But you don't ask other people to, like, you don't ask this person, you should sacrifice, it's a good thing. But I don't want to do it. No, you do it. And that's the moment. I'm willing to sacrifice something for the greater good for us here. And that's the moment. The presence of God actually could be recognized by you. And third one. Remember that they were saying burning heart. Have you ever had that feeling? You cannot really articulate. You cannot really say why you're feeling it this way, not this way. Like everybody is saying, you do this, you should do this, but you feel like you should do that. But you cannot really articulate the argument. But later you found that actually that was the right choice and this was not the right choice. That's something that God whispering moments that your heart is feeling, but your brain is not capable of articulating. So to me, my conclusion about my wisdom search ended actually quite a while ago, not because I became wise, but I just realized that wisdom is not about knowing more. Wisdom is not about seeing more. Wisdom is about listening to the heart and know what the heart is saying to you. Your heart is connected to God. And Swedenborgians even believe there's influx coming into your soul, connect your heart, make you alive. And you have this instant, unchangeable connection with God in your heart. So your heart may know better than your brain, or all the brains together. Yet, sometimes we don't have ability, sometimes we intentionally ignore what heart is saying. And we just say, had a feeling of burning heart. Do you have a feeling of burning heart? Whenever I feel the presence of God, there's a strong warmth coming into and going out of my heart. Do you feel that way? You should. You know why? Because exactly the same thing is happening to me and to you. And God does not love one person over the other. God does exactly the same thing to all of us. Whenever you have this burning heart, you listen to it. And it's not about way of articulating. It's about actually way of perceiving it. And if you believe in God, it's a way of believing it. So have faith. May God bless you all. Amen.